morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the Amos and Andy Show with their guest tonight, Miss Ethel Waters. Our story tonight opens on a train coming down from Albany. Right now, the train has just left Yonkers and is approaching the outskirts of New York City. Two wealthy men in the club car are talking about an experience one of them had 2 weeks ago on this same train.
So Armstrong wanted to bet me that Consolidated Cable wouldn't hit 47 this year.
Did you bet him?
I'll say I bet him. I bet him $1,000. That's when I pulled out the $1,000 bill and was going to hand it to Lawrence so he could hold the stakes.
You really carry big ones, don't you?
Oh, well, that's another story. I got it on a real estate deal. Anyway, we were standing on the observation platform, and I pulled out this $1,000 bill, and just as I was going to hand it to Lawrence, a gust of wind came along and blew it right out of my hand.
Oh, gee, that's really an awful thing to happen. It happened right around here, huh?
No, it was a little further down, somewhere before we pulled into the 125th Street station. Happened so fast I couldn't remember the spot.
Well, I guarantee that whoever found it needed a lot more than you do.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. But I tell you, Willard, I'd love to have seen the face on the person who picked it up. I'd have loved to have followed him further to see what he did with the money.
I'll bet somebody's life's changed all of a sudden, huh?
You know, I'd give anything to know what happened to that $1,000 bill. The last time I saw it, it was fluttering down to the street.